episode two was quite heavy on me just singing.
Yeah, a lot of singing.
Long renditions of Golden Boy, you know? It's just horrible to listen to. So I'm going to try and avoid singing this episode.
No, never change, darling. Never change.
Welcome to the For Better, For Worst podcast.
Welcome to the For Better, For Worst Eurovision podcast, episode 3, 2022. Happy Mondays. I'm Jen, and I'm going to be listening to, fucking hell, 7 Eurovision 2022 songs today. Jesus. As ever, I'm joined by the Audio Wave's favourite Eurovision armchair expert, my friend Trudy. We are on the hunt for the best Eurovision song of 2022, and to do this, we're going to use our reliable, innovative, and totally groundbreaking format, and I think it's your turn to describe it because I do it every week.
Oh.
What's the format of our podcast?
The format is the song that we listen to, is it better or worse than the song that we liked last? So this week we have still got Chanel from Spain.
Cut to clip.
Booty hypnotic, make you want more.
Exactly. And she's been on for bloody ages, isn't she?
I know.
For weeks now.
Yeah, we had a whole episode of I wouldn't say it was a total dud. You quite liked Belgium, didn't you, last week? And that was about it.
But I mean, nothing's really come close to the dizzy heights of Solo and That's Rich by Brooke.
I know, That's Rich is really a bit of a bop. I feel like in the episode, I was a bit like, meh, meh, meh. And actually, the more I listen to it, the more I'm like, That's Rich. That's really good.
Do you know what, though? You're always like this because you like to think you've got some kind of like exceptional taste. But really, if I give you 3 white wines and make you watch half an episode of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, you're right in there with the Google updates about Brandy Glanville with me.
I know.
She is just so pernicious.
Pernicious. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's for all the Hover fans listening.
Oh, what do we have to do? We have to do some plugs, don't we, before we start this bad boy?
Yeah, go and plug the social media. I've got a cup of tea. It's going cold. Yeah.
Well, Jen's having her tea. I'll just do the quick plug because the Insta now has 8 posts. And you
They're
don't
a bit
want to
weird.
Miss out. Very weird posts because I had to do that in between meetings on... And I don't really use Instagram, just so it looked like if anyone did click on the Instagram. So it's really just 2 pictures of the yodel kiss smushed together that I stole from the Daily Express in a tile format.
A tile format?
It's a tile format.
That's quite clever. I just thought you were weirdly showing... I just thought you didn't know how to work Instagram. Like, what is this shit? What's she done?
Well, you can check out my beautiful tile Instagram work on our Instagram, which is @forbetterverse, and it's the same as our Twitter, which is @forbetterverse. And obviously, you're listening to the podcast, so you know you can find that. We are lazy fans. I mean, what do people expect? Really?
No. I'm a lazy fan. You're not supposed to be lazy. You're supposed to be like, you know, not lazy.
Well, I am.
Where are we going first, babes?
Well, we're going to get some sugar from Moldova.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, ho, let's go for the clone and rock and roll. Black Adriano, unde je, Chișinău, București.
And that was Zip Zizup with Trentutali. I think it's Trey.
Oh dear.
Sorry. What did you think of that from Moldova?
I like that this Moldovan entry has drawn inspiration from both Cotton Eye Joe and Club Classic from Paris to Berlin to come up with Chișinău to Bucharest. And also, I like the fact that somebody's written a essentially jig about what is most likely a quite long, dull train journey.
Well, it looked absolutely bopping, didn't it, on the video? And it looked like a Poirot or a, you know, some sort of Agatha Christie. They were taking a painting of the Moldovan king from the 16th century or 15th century across to Bucharest.
For why, we don't know.
Well,
but they had a great time doing it.
Well, if you're interested, there is some political analysis that's happened of this, but I'll fill you in later.
No, go on. Give me my political analysis.
Well, the idea that, you know how last year Moldova was essentially a Russian entry because the songwriter was Russian.
And she dropped the microphone.
And then this year it's a song about travelling west to Bucharest.
Is this actual political analysis or have you made this analysis?
Me and other people on Twitter.
I mean, you may well be right, or it could just be that West rhymes with Bucharest.
Yeah. Okay, but so you love the jig bit. You thought it was a Cotton Eye Joe idea. But other than that, any positives? Did you enjoy it?
I don't know where you got that from. I fucking hated that. I thought it was awful.
Really? I quite enjoyed it.
I mean, it was quite catchy, but that's because it's only got two lines. No, but I thought, to be honest, Moldova, famously terrible.
Well, if you think that, you might have come across Zub 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 before, because they are the returning artist of this week. They'll have done Eurovision three times, once every decade. They came sixth in 2005 in Kyiv. They came 12th in 2011 in Dusseldorf. And who knows where they're going to come. Do you think they're going to come last? It's not looking like a good...
I can't see this qualifying in a month of Sundays.
But if
they've come sixth before, maybe they've got fan base. I don't know.
Famously, returning artists don't get any better unless you're Polyginova from Bulgaria or Johnny Logan, who just kept winning.
Oh, babes, I meant to tell you, someone did a Johnny Logan themed dish on Great British Menu the other day, and it was served to What's Another Year?
Oh my goodness. What's Another Year? So good. That's quite niche. Were they Irish?
Yeah, they were Irish, and they're celebrating 100 years of British broadcasting, which might explain it. I just don't know what the melody is for.
Other than
What's
that,
Another
no.
Year?
I've been waiting such a long time.
Oh my God, I'm not supposed to be singing.
Oh shit. Back to Zub-Zub, back to Moldova. I quite like this, and I think it will qualify because there's not a lot of violin-inspired jiggy jigness this year.
Or any year.
Well, violins do well. Alexandra Rybak?
Not the same. I knew you were going to quote that. And also, can I just say that's a bop? And also, can I just say that he came back with very much not a bop?
Exactly, which is my point about returning artists. So these guys are going to be getting worse and worse and worse. I'm predicting, I think he'll make the final. I think 18 to 24 would be a good result. Take away six every time.
I mean, you might be right in terms, like sometimes shit like this does qualify, doesn't it? Like people kind of like, haha, it's really funny to vote for that stupid train one, you know? And then suddenly it's in the final and like, you know, the Czech Republic doesn't qualify or whatever.
There's not a lot of layers to the song apart from its deep political message. Shall I ask a question?
Go on.
Do you think this train bop by Moldova, Cotton-Eyed Moldova, is better or worse than Spain?
It is worse than Spain.
I agree. Let's carry on then. We've just had a returning artist, but now we have a returning country after 2 years away. It's Montenegro. That was Vladana, Breathe for Montenegro. Jennifer.
Well, I mean, it was a slow start, wasn't it? I was like, oh my God, this is a dirge. This is going to be so boring. And I tell you what, it really jumped the shark. With the sort of, okay, so we had like a bass come in, didn't we? So big drum, bassy instruments, a bass perhaps. And did I detect a little traditional instrument under there?
Yes, it sounded like a almost like something bowed, but with a very harsh, stringy sound, like droney strings.
Totally. Which I enjoyed, but I did sort of go up and down with it. So initially I was like, well, this is shit. And then I was like, oh, this is quite good. And I was like, God, this is really shit. And then at the end I was like, oh, this is quite good. So I couldn't really make up my mind.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It was a slow start, wasn't it? And we were both sort of looking at each other and I kind of forgotten where it went because I was like, oh, this melody's so boring. Once again, we've got a boring ballad. And yeah, and when those drums kicked in, tribal drums with a sort of Montenegro in sitar thing, it really took off. And I think it's because it sounds like something in a Disney film, don't you think? Like it's that da 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 da, and it gets higher and higher and higher and higher. She must be a really good singer, and if she's not, this is gonna die a death.
We're in trouble if she's not. Maybe they'll get someone else to sing it behind the scenes.
Classic Azerbaijan move.
Classic move.
Loving your style. Gonna take a miracle. I love that one.
Yeah. One comment I would make actually is that I have quite literally no idea what it's about.
I think it's when you do ballet and it's really hard work and then you can't breathe and then you get like really dry skin and then this very gorgeous woman comes and touches your skin and then it disintegrates and then you're back to life. I think that's what it's about.
And your little brother can make things float.
We're just referencing the video here, which is a bit mad, but kind of looked amazing. She looked amazing, didn't she? Like something out of Eternals.
I don't really hear from that, to be honest.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No, I didn't like it at all. I preferred the stylings of that nice, wholesome Taylor Swift girl on the step.
I'm with him and it's a guilty pleasure.
No singing. I'm not supposed to be singing. You're tricking me.
I am tricking you.
I think this has got a potential shot at qualification. But I agree. A lot is going to hang on the vocals and a lot is going to hang on the staging. And I'm slightly concerned that this is screaming interpretive dance.
Yes, when I saw that ballerina, my heart sank, really. And if that ballerina comes to Turin, they can wave goodbye to whatever 20th place in the grand final they were going for.
However, if, you know, there's better songs in the mix, which, to be honest, I'm not confident there will be based on what's happened so far, then it's very easy cannon fodder for the semis, isn't it?
Oh, well, we know what the answer's going to be, but we'll ask it anyway. Is Montenegro...
Darling, for this low-energy Monday night, you could have tried to inject some enthusiasm by not, like, playing me fucking shit.
Do we think Breathe for Montenegro is better or worse than España?
It's worse. It's worse. It's worse. It's Conchita-verse. Please tell me you've got something good coming up next because I am dying over here. My enthusiasm is waning. This might be the last episode in this season.
You'll be pleased to know. Next up, we're going to the home of Flo Rida, San Marino.
El mio personal Jesus.
Kili Lauro with Stripper for San Marino. Jennifer?
Well, in disturbing lyrics of Eurovision 2022, we've already had I only veg and pussy. What was it?
Oh, instead of meat, yeah, veggies and pussy.
I really, really, really want to stop saying pussy. I've said it so, like, more times ever in my life. Anyway, and then we've got something that, I mean, I didn't hear the full lyric, but it was something, something cowboy, something, something sex toy, something, something bad boy.
Yeah. Did they not put up the subtitles for you? Yeah, I didn't have the subtitles either.
Funny that, because it, and also, the, I, can I just, another comment about the lyric, just while I'm here, which I think is important to flag, is they also quote Personal Jesus, which is obviously a Marilyn Manson song. And given the surrounding controversy about Marilyn Manson's sexual assaults and rapes, do we really think that's appropriate?
Good Alleged. Point. Good Sorry. Point. For some Alleged. Reason, I thought Personal Jesus was a Depeche Mode song originally. Am I wrong about that?
Oh, maybe it was a cover. But even so.
Even so. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not like clever lyrics, I would say, or good rhyming patterns. I mean, you're a poet. I don't know. It doesn't sound great to the untrained ear.
Look, like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with a simple rhyme, but if you're rhyming boy, toy, boy, yeah, you're not blowing my socks off. I said what I said.
Do we think he saw Måneskin last year and was like, this is for me?
Well, that's what I was coming on to, is that it seems like a bit of a rip off to me, and I would assume everyone, because it's the same.
I liked his makeup. It's very sort of like trendy, isn't it? Isn't that a lot of the face tat thing and the makeup? It looked good. His hair looked good. He looked really cool. The song, you say it's like Måneskin. I didn't love that record as much as a lot of people, but I can still appreciate that it was very good in lots of ways. This is very basic comparatively. Like, the guitar stuff sounds really thin. It's a crappy riff. It's not even like a cool riff. The guitar solo sounded shit. Like, if this was like glam rock, it was a bit Noddy Holder than like, yeah, Måneskin.
I was thinking, it's a crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy. Who sang that?
Is that Kiss?
To be fair, that probably isn't a wrong reference. I bet he'd love to be compared to Kiss. Now, Achille has actually been very busy this national selection season, because he also competed in San Remo this year with a different song from Stripper. I'm not sure the Italian broadcaster would have gone for Stripper. And he finished 14th there. But he just hot-footed it across the border or tax bracket or wherever it works to get to San Marino. And he competed in the San Marino, or the Samanese national final, and he
did
won
you that.
That
one?
I did not. And apparently they like can like whittle down like thousands of songs to like one.
But do you know, San Marino, I take the piss a bit, but San Marino actually have some great bops, like, and they often do quite good stuff. And they never seem to score very highly, but I always enjoy them. Like Flo Rida and Woman in the Shell, remember that?
Our legend, who is Valentina. Exactly. Well, Valentina has competed about 500 times for San Marino. I'm surprised she hasn't come back, actually. It's not, they haven't got a rich history, but they are very rich. Do you think this will make the final again for them? It would only be the, I think it would be the fourth time they'd make the final if this qualified. He's probably going to get a huge reception in the room because he's famous in Italy. And the contest is in Torino. I think it could go. As we've been saying, there's a lot of ballads, so maybe something a little bit rockier. I'm kind of quite excited to see what he does on stage, because he kind of feels like he'll just do whatever he wants, and the camera's just going to have to follow him.
Do you think he'll eat a bat? I think he'll snort a line of ants.
We shall see. On May the 12th or whatever. So, Jennifer, is Achille Lauro or Stripper better or worse than Spain?
It's a Conchita verse from me.
100% agree. Let's move on. We're going to our third place finishers, the home of the wine and cheese bop. It's Switzerland.
Mountains, they crumble. and rivers they run dry, and oh, 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 boys do cry.
And that was Marius Baer with Boys Do Cry for Switzerland. Now, Jennifer, I had quite a hard time editing a rant that you had last week. Is that going to happen again?
Well, no, I've been told in no uncertain terms that I should not repeat the rant I had about Poland. But please, in case you were concerned, that does apply in its entirety to this. And also, I'm suddenly feeling a lot sunnier about Poland. Which maybe wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because apparently you can really plunge the depths when putting together a Eurovision entry and put something together that's so very shit that it makes something that's quite shit look quite good. It's a no for me, babes. Just, I felt like they were playing like bingo with things that irritate and bore me. Like, it's awful. It was cheesy. It was Disney. It was a ballad, not a good fun ballad, like, you know, Undo My Sad, but a shit boring ballad. It was a man with this really irritating, sincere look on his face, you know, singing about, I don't know why this man thinks that anyone would be fascinated by his inner world. Like, everybody cries, dude, no one fucking cares. You might have to cut that. The fact that I had to sit through that and may have to sit through that again annoys me. I'm genuinely angry. Can I just say, you don't need to ask me the question. It's verse, and I'm putting it out there now. It's verse. It's the worst so far. It's worse than anything we had in 2021, or in fact, maybe anything that's ever been entered ever. I hated it so much. No. I would rather eat my greens and pussy. I think I'm going to boycott that when it's on. I'm going to be like, nope. Get some earplugs out, go and get a beer.
I agree. And you can go and get me one while you're there too. But I don't think I agree in your fervent hate. Yes, it's another sad boy ballad. Can I be arsed with that? Absolutely no. Yes, it sounds like a John Lewis advert, which I would hate. So that's a no too. Yes, his gravelly voice is a bit like Michael Bublé. It's a no from me. The terrible mountains will crumble and skies will fall cliches. Again, not specific. It's a no from me. But I did quite like that clarinet solo at the end.
No, you did not. Are you joking? You need to get down to my band concert. That's all I'm saying.
I know. You get a lot of that at the East London Community Orchestra.
Wind band. Yeah, just weird plug for my wind bands just happening, but I'm in a community wind band.
There's something about this which, it's so Radio 2 it makes my skin crawl, but at the same time, I don't hate it. I think it will qualify. I hate to say it, babes.
Yeah, I agree. I don't speak for the majority of people who have shit taste and everything. Sorry. You might.
Okay, I'm not going to ask a question. It's first. We can move on. It's a shame that Switzerland have lost Jean's tears. Why can't he just be here all the time? Because he was amazing.
And also, actually, what's irritating is that Switzerland's a quality Eurovision country. Like, as you say, it's the home of the wine and cheese bop. So I don't know what the fuck happened this year, but it's a no.
Yeah, it's a no. This sounds like a UK entry.
It does sound like a UK entry. With a clarinet solo, which we would never do.
Yeah, it'd be like some muted horn. Hey, child.
Why are you hiding from the light? I'm not singing. Oh my God.
Next up is Slovenia.
a ti drugemu srce odajaš peševa, ampak to je le u mojih sa...
That was LPS, Disco for Slovenia. Jen, would you like to say anything? Have you given up? Are you still out there?
Do I like Eurovision? Like, what is going on? This is terrible. I'm going to be very pissed at both semis because I'm going to spend presumably 60 to 65% of the time at the bar to avoid listening to these entries. I didn't enjoy that. I mean, they're a young band, so I don't want to, you know, shit all over them or anything, but that was really shit. And that's me sugarcoating it. Can I just ask, is this a thing that I don't understand? Because this is what, like light disco, sort of like elevator music disco. But why are they in suits then?
How should they be dressed if they weren't wearing
suits?
Well,
I wouldn't really associate disco, you know, the revolutionary flares, flatforms, you know, bras, crazy hair, with like Studio 54 with like some weird sort of penguin suits. What's that about?
I think it's like maybe a nod to the Saturday Night Fever suit thing. They weren't in white suits. I mean, thank God they weren't in white suits. If you thought this got bad.
The only thing that could have made that worse is if they were in flared John Travolta white suits. Yeah. I've got another complaint, actually, just while I think of it. You can't just have a mid-late, which is just the rest of the song slowed down.
Can you not?
No.
Famously, other great tempo changes, Icebreaker for Norway.
My favourite tempo change of all time.
Just two songs shoved together. This is a non-competitive song. If I was at a lounge bar where I never would go, and there was a band playing, a house band, and they were playing something like this, I'd be like, this is okay, get me a Negroni. Glad they're not in white suits. But that would be the end of it. As you said, elevator music. This is a non-competitive song. I hate to say it. There is no way this is going anywhere. Hey Child looks like a bloody winner next to this. It's not because they're not sweet and because like the actual playing. I mean, I know it was all a miming, but it was really, really good. You know, but it was like watching a band that you'd see in a restaurant. It wasn't like watching a band that's about to perform in front of 200 million people.
About to take Europe by storm. I mean, darling, you are famously a sexy lounge lizard.
Down Ronnie Scott's in a red dress, high slit, drinking a martini. Yeah. little hat, feather, maybe a fascinator. Surrounded by smoke. It's quite tricky to find anything else about LPS because, as you said, they are a young band. I think they might be still at school. They are also known as Last Pizza Slice.
Is exactly the kind of band name you come up with in lower six, isn't it?
It's not good, is it? How did that win a national final?
We need to remember that we are still in the COVID era, so maybe there was a mass outbreak.
They were like, quick, your son goes to that school, get his band on.
Exactly. But can we just do a quick shout out for the lady bass player?
Yeah, I loved her. She's a real babe. Yeah, she's brilliant. Is Slovenia better or worse than Spain?
it's versed, and this real, this is maybe the duddiest dud we've ever had. This is absolutely bottom of the barrel stuff. I know this is a weak year, but darling, I mean, if this is you trying to spread the good ones, I'm fearful.
I'm so sorry. Definitely my favourite so far has been Montenegro, which at the time of placing it second in this podcast, I thought it was the shittest of the bunch. Can we move on?
Yes, please, dear God.
Because
please.
It's exciting.
Is there anything good coming up, though?
Well, next we have the Hyam of Iceland.
Hyam.
that would Seister with May Hekandisol for
that
Iceland.
Icelandic lessons are going well.
Oh, dear. Anyway, Jennifer, what did you think of that? Is an improvement.
Yeah, but it was all right. It was a bit Haimy. They're quite cool, aren't they? So they're a bit Haimy, but it was sort of latter day Haim. You know, it wasn't Days Are Gone era Haim, which is kind of what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
And it's a bit more country than the Haim stuff. So because they've got one bloke in there, Shades of the Cause. And I thought that you'd enjoy that because I know how you feel about Summer Sunshine.
I love it. Absolutely.
No singing.
Can't help yourself. Well, they are all related. So the Haim, I think they say Haim. I think their surname's Haim, but they say Haim. I don't know. They are all sisters, and that's their brother on the drums. So yes, you're absolutely right. Allah the Cause. And it's quite First Aid Kitty, isn't it? It's like more country than Haim, but it's the reference was that they're sisters.
Yeah, it was quite boring though, wasn't it?
I actually don't agree. I really like this one, and I think it's also it's something that I was like a bit like, what's this? And then I think the melody is a lot more interesting than a lot of stuff that we've been getting. And I really like the harmonies. And it's all about the end of winter and the birth of spring. So it's
that's lovely, but also it's, you know, not impactful. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean, no. You know, on several listens, maybe you start to appreciate the beautiful melodies and the harmonies and the lovely melody and all that. But on first listen, that's not impactful. And I found I was quite bored, maybe more bored than when I was, well, to be fair, you're not bored when you're really ragey, I suppose.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, what's going to make an impact? And that's a really good point. But I will, obviously, I don't think it's going to do the same level as that. But I will take you back to the Netherlands in 2014, where everyone thought that was a goner. But of course, that was two very sexy people singing at each other. So I don't know why we thought that was a goner. The staging was incredible. But a lot of people thought that was too lo-fi. And also it was in English and it was about a breakup, something you can understand. It wasn't something theoretical and mythical, you know, like this is.
Skies are black and blue.
Oh, I loved it. Still the only band to have, from Eurovision, probably after now Måneskin, to play Glastonbury.
Didn't you? I thought you went to see Molly at Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So it's Molly, Common Linnets, Måneskin. I bet Zub to Zub have been there.
Monica's tearing up the main stage every year.
Okay, yeah, I can see, I do understand what you mean, and I think you're right. It doesn't, it's not impactful, but it's something that I certainly enjoyed listening to. And another lady bass player, two lady bass players in a row.
You go, gals.
Yeah. Good for it.
Yeah, I didn't really enjoy that story. It's a terrible week.
Jennifer, I think I know the answer. Is Iceland, the sisters from Iceland, better or worse than Chanel's Slow-Mo for Spain?
It's nowhere near as sexy.
No.
It's got to be a versed. I'm sorry.
I'm with you. I also think it is versed. Well, let's see. It might be do you think our last song can do it? I'm not holding up for much hope because it's the United Kingdom. And that was Sam Ryder, Spaceman, for the United Kingdom. Jennifer, what do you think?
I actually didn't mind that. First time in years. Although I did really like the two drummers. What are they called? Sam and Ben. Ben and Tom. Sam and Tom. Jake and Joe. What are they called?
I think it was Jake and Joe. Was it?
Oh, well, that was lucky. I did like them and I liked Molly, but obviously, I thought that was from the kit, actually. I was quite surprised. I liked him a lot. I thought he was he was hitting a nice balance between being a bit nonchalant and giving it a bit of oomph. I quite liked the video. I thought the video was done quite a cool way, actually. I like the mouthing along bit at the end. I love those drum fills. There's quite big sort of darkness energy in this, which is like very up my street. I love the darkness. Yeah, and it's, you know that guy, what's he called? McKenna. Wait, that's not someone I work with or something, is it? Is it Dylan McKenna? He reminds me a bit of that guy. So, and also kind of like a little bit like sort of the Harry Styles of recent releases in a way. There's a sort of like, you know, it's a song that could be written by Elton John, but apparently that's kind of coming back. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I was quite on board with that. I thought that's better than last year.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's not that hard.
Don't be mean. He's a nice, I feel bad for him.
No, I know. I think they've... it's a definite improvement, and I think it's him, really, isn't it, who's made a lot of the difference. I actually hated the video. I think the song is actually a really interesting premise about sort of your own self-absorption, about trying to get to the top and then realizing when you get there, there's nothing there anyway. I'm more interested in his story than an NHS nurse taking her mask off. It's an interesting one.
I appreciate what you're saying about the COVID nurse, but for the, you know, people listening, that was like 3 seconds of the video.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. There's like a hammy thing about that kind of NHS milking, but like I like the video. I thought it was quite cool. But I don't think it really matters, because it's presumably not going to be, it's not going to Turin, is it? To be fair, you are generally predisposed to dislike the UK entries.
And I'm quite predisposed to not really like Elton John, as you said. I mean, I didn't love Benny and the Jets back then, and I know.
You don't like Benny and the Jets?
I know.
No, you like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. It's much more Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, no, not so much. I saw him perform it live, like he did it on like the One Show or something, and then he's done it a few times, other times, and he's an amazing singer. So that's how he became famous, because I think he used to have a record deal and then it fell through in COVID, and then he started singing on TikTok or whatever, and has, I think, got the most people on the platform or something in the UK or something mad. I think we've got a lot to be happy with in the UK.
I'm thrilled, actually, with that as an entry. I think compared to what we usually put out, I couldn't be happier. I mean, I could be happier if we put out something that I really liked, but I'm thrilled that we put out something that I don't think is embarrassing.
You just wonder, how hard is it to find a lady bop? That's all we want.
Well, that's what you and I want.
And everybody who likes Eurovision. Pretty much.
Perhaps. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe, but, you know, some weird stuff does well in Eurovision that we don't like. I mean, as evidenced last year, we really don't have our finger on the pulse.
Well, the pulse is heavy, like aggressive pop, so, chanson. I for once, we can't, you know, mock the terrible outfits. He looked cool. We can't really talk about anything, and hopefully, and he seems like it seems like a really nice guy. And he said the sort of worry and embarrassment and fear outweighs his love of the contest.
Oh, that's fabulous. It's fantastic to have people who support the concert doing it and aren't like weirdly embarrassed about doing it. That's very irritating. So that's great. And I mean, you're right. I really don't have a lot to say about it. Like, I think, you know, it's a good end. It's good. It's not going to set my world on fire, but, yeah. You know, I do quite well, actually. It's a really shit year.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think is possible? Do you think if they could get top 10?
Ridiculous. Never in a million years. Surely not.
You don't. The thing is, if this had been last year, I think this would have been a solid 15.
Interesting. Are you saying that you're less enthused this year because it's a ballad heavy year?
I think there's more things to recommend it this year because the songs aren't as good.
Yeah, no, I agree. The songs are a bit shit this year. And also, in fairness, I'm saying that we never get top 10. But actually, we got top 10 with that Andrew Lloyd Webber disaster, didn't we?
I know. I mean, my time, it's my time.
No singing.
It's one of those that could be fourth. If like in a good year, and if this was Eurovision 1995, it would definitely second, because it's like the UK always around that region, you know, sending Michael Ball, get to second, you know, don't worry about it. But this is the first sort of competitive song they've had, well, apart from My Time, in the last 25 years. So it's, oh, and Jessica Garlick, probably since Jessica Garlick. So this is the, I love that one. Love you, Jessica.
It's exciting to be in the mix, isn't it?
I don't think I'll be waving my Union Jack.
Well, no, obviously not. But there we have got a slightly odd thing in the UK where we're a bit, it's very uncool to be patriotic. So I wouldn't in any circumstances wave Union Jack. But it would be nice to have a bit of redemption in the contest, because obviously there was all those murmurings last year, like, oh, nil pois again, like, why do we even bother, why are we paying this money? And if we can get some more traction, and like, I mean, you know, it's only going to get people more interested in the concert, in the competition, isn't it?
And then maybe Charlie XCX do it next year.
Just had her first number one album, she's on the upward trajectory.
Is it like the winner stays on? So if Tap gets a good result, they get to keep it for another year. And then a bidding war will start between other music management companies to try and get it. I mean, is that what the BBC's trying? Like the competition? Like,
but, I mean, anything that means that we don't have to watch You Decide and then decide between, what was it, Javine and Katie Price?
Well, I'm slightly more optimistic asking this question now. I mean, is the United Kingdom with space, very important, there's a space in between the word space and man, so it's not spaceman, it's space man.
What?
It's not, there's nothing but spaceman.
What? So it's like spaceman. Yeah, like magical.
I'm up in space.
That's such a shit play on words.
Isn't it that I'm in space, man? Not I'm a spaceman.
I don't think I care.
Is the United Kingdom with space, man, better or worse than Spain, Shlomo?
Well, it's worse. Obviously, just because it's had a good, you know, go at it for the first time in 25 years does not mean that it's going to topple mango juice being poured all over my face.
I know, this is the thing, it's so easy, the United Kingdom, a lady with a banger, but apparently there aren't enough great lady singers, dancers who can do the splits and squirt the mangoes and all. Okay, anyway, yeah, I agree. Spain is still our current champion, and she'll stay there for another week. Will she ever be gone? This is turning into a bit of an Israel situation from last year.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is that Israel wasn't very good. I just really liked it. Like, Spain's like really good. I think this might be it. Like, I don't know what the other entries are, but the caliber is ferociously bad. So,
oh no, I fucked
it. Darling, what are you gonna do?
I think we'll be all right. I actually think we'll be okay because there's some belters to come.
Right, okay.
Thank you so much for keeping with us. Please get in touch and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at For Better Verse. The podcast is on Spotify and everywhere, and you know that. And there'll be new episodes every Monday, hopefully, if Jen hasn't given up.
I am getting depressed and disheartened.
I know, I'm so sorry. And also check out our Massive Bops playlist, which is on Spotify. Tune in next week for some rock, as if we hadn't had enough, and also some Space Wolves. Good night, Europe.
Good night, Europe.
Thank you for listening to the For Better For Verse podcast. Please get in touch on Twitter @ForBetterVersed and follow our playlist.